From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials seek a second fugitive. Anonymous officials say an analysis of the recent Paris terrorist attacks indicates that one person directly involved is still unaccounted for. Paris police say 16 people have been arrested and detained in the region since Sunday. French warplanes continued bombing Islamic State targets in Syria on Tuesday, hitting the group's de facto capital of Raqqa. A friendly football match between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled on Wednesday after police officials said they received a serious bomb threat. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has met in Paris with France's president. Lisa Bryant has more.
Speaking to reporters in Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said French President François Hollande will hold talks with President Barack Obama in Washington next week on ways to ramp up efforts to target the Islamic State group.
We have to step up our efforts to hit them at the core, where they're planning these things.
Hollande has vowed to strike without mercy at the Islamic State group, which has claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Russian long-range bombers pounded the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in northern Syria Tuesday. Those attacks came just hours after President Vladimir Putin formally tied the October 31st downing of a Russian jetliner to a bomb planted by the Islamic State. In the Philippines, to participate in the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this week, U.S. President Barack Obama pledged to help allies boost maritime security.
My visit here underscores our shared commitment to the security of the waters of this region and to the freedom of navigation.
President Obama at the APEC summit. This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential contest lost another candidate. Republican Bobby Jindal said late Tuesday he's dropping out of the race. The Louisiana governor spoke on Fox Television. He had been at the bottom of voter opinion polls, averaging 2 points or less in recent surveys. The Republican-led U.S. Senate is preparing to vote against the centerpieces of President Barack Obama's environmental agenda less than 2 weeks before the start of a U.N. climate change conference in Paris. The Senate is expected to pass a resolution disapproving the president's Clean Power Plan and another disapproving limits on carbon emissions from U.S. power plants. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is calling for a pause in the U.S. acceptance of Syrian refugees, citing security fears following the Paris terrorist attacks. He said the Republican-led House of Representatives could vote within days to delay President Barack Obama's plan to let 10,000 Syrian refugees into the United States over the next year. One of the suicide bombers who attacked Paris last Friday was carrying a Syrian passport and apparently had arrived on the shores of Greece on a refugee boat. The discovery has intensified the already heated debate over the migrant influx into Europe. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
The president of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, warned against conflating the terror threat with Europe's migrant crisis.
Die fliehen vor dem gleichen dramatischen Terror.
To blame the migrants, he said, would mean calling the victims the perpetrators, and that is the last thing we should do. Security analyst Sajan Gohel of the Asia-Pacific Foundation cautioned that most of the attackers in Paris were European citizens. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Israel has outlawed an Islamist group, the Islamic Movement in Israel, accusing it of playing a key role in instigating violence at Jerusalem's Temple Mount site, revered by both Jews and Muslims. The government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the widely expected measure. The head of the group vowed to fight the decision. An explosion at a market in Yola, Nigeria, Tuesday killed 32 people and wounded 80. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Rwandan Senate has endorsed constitutional amendments that would allow President Paul Kagame to stay in office for another 2 decades. The vote Tuesday in the Senate was unanimous. A key measure of U.S. inflation rose slightly in October, boosting the chances the central bank in the U.S. will raise interest rates soon. A government report says prices gained 0.2% in September. Apart from energy and food, consumer prices rose 1.9% over the past year. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.